It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 615. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/miketechshow, Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow. Got a jam-packed show, couple topics. Tonight, I have two stories. One is not tech. It's my tooth story from Tuesday night that stressed me out Tuesday night. And then I was stressed out Monday night and Wednesday night, where I'm going to take the Stuhr Micro Center and throw them under the bus tires, and I'm going to run over them a couple times tonight. And that's still too good. Then we got the Windows 10 Creators update, which I have some feedback and some things. It broke Malwarebytes Premium communicating with the system with about Windows Defender. I have the fix. I have all the info. Lots of other great stuff. The DC Unconvention 2017 is brought to you by Instant House Call and Tech Site Builder, and it's sponsored by Malwarebytes TechBench Toolset. It's an all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure your Windows PC. And I'm going to have a link in the show notes where you can check that out. The DC Unconvention, it's year two. Last year, we were in Toronto. It's not like other conventions. We're not going to pack in as many people as possible. It's limited. And right now, there's an early bird special where you can just $199 for the ticket. That's for a limited time. And the link is www.unconvention.io. Go there now. Get your early bird tickets. It's a two-day convention, September 16th and 17th in Washington, D.C., and participants will learn new business strategies, discover new technology through hands-on demos on the first day, and learn best practices in a community AMA setting and ask me anything on the second day. I will be part of the keynote, and I will also be doing one of the labs. So I look forward to seeing you there. Get your tickets. So the first story, I have to get this out of the way because it really stressed me out on Tuesday. And you will understand this. A couple weeks ago, it was a Friday, and I was biting into like a breakfast sandwich, and a part of my right side upper tooth came out. And I was, oh man, I see the tooth come out, a piece of the tooth. So I call my dentist, who's not a client. I have other dental clients, but he's not a client. They squeeze me in. This is like 11 a.m. They squeeze me in for a 1 o'clock appointment. I said, great. I get in there. They do a tremendous job. They take an x-ray, and the roots are fine, everything. All they got to do is like saw it down a little bit and get me a temp crown. So all I need is a permanent crown. They do the mold. They get me the temp crown, which works perfectly. This Tuesday, the new crown is in. So I have an appointment at 3:30 to come in and get the new crown. So I'm sitting in the office in the chair. I'm in the exam room, and the dental assistant proceeds to remove my crown, the temp crown. Only she's on the wrong side of the mouth and tugging at a good tooth. I pull her hand away from my mouth. I was so upset that normally when I'm upset, I'll just lose it and I will go nuts. But I transcended that. I went beyond upset. I went so upset that I was shaking. The only thing I could get out was get out of the room and I want to see the doctor. You think the doctor would have just a tiny bit of compassion, but no. Dentists, they're arrogant. His response, I got to admit, even though I didn't like it, it definitely disarmed me. His response was, well, you know, us doctors, sometimes we cut off the wrong limbs, you know, for you're going into surgery. We don't mark the arm right. And I said, I was getting ready to say, well, what am I supposed to do? Like get a marker and mark my tooth before you work on it? This is the conversation I have with the doctor. There was no apology. There was no, I get an oops from the dental assistant, not an apology. I get an oops. That stressed me out. It really did. Although on a small level, I mean, could you imagine what the people would feel like if they amputate the wrong leg or the wrong arm? And luckily, they did no damage on the good teeth. Everything's fine now. I allowed them, after being sedated, and not only being sedated, but they had to do like massive amounts of Novocaine before they even came near the tooth that needed to be working on. So I was clearly traumatized by that. That's a tooth story. I just had to get it out. This is my therapy, and you get to hear this. I have a client, one of my bigger clients, as a reward for his son graduating college and his birthday in April, asked me and Ken, my senior tech, to spec out a custom-build high-end gaming system. We're talking a $5,000 computer system here. Top-of-the-line components. And one of the links for tonight, PC Part Picker, you absolutely have to go to that site if you're considering building a system. Because not only does it let you pick all of your components, but it tallies what size power supply you need to be able to host all of those components. And it will give you the best price from a reputable place online to buy the component. It's a great website. And that's the first link for tonight that you will absolutely love. So now we don't feel comfortable building this ourselves. You know, I don't build computers. I don't want to build computers. I did that in another lifetime, a long, long time ago. I don't feel comfortable installing a cooling system, seating the processor. It's not what I do. And it's not what Ken does. But we can do a good job of recommending a dream build with the best components, with doing a little research. I figure I will take my client. I want somewhere where there's going to be a warranty, somebody close by that we can go to if something goes wrong. We got Micro Center in St. David's, PA, about a half-hour drive from here, maybe a little longer. It's not that far. And I take my client, his son, and Ken, and we go Monday night, arm in arm, walking in to order this system with all these components. Now, they go through the list. We meet a guy. His name's Jason. I'm calling him out for this. So we get Jason, and he appears to be doing a very good job in helping us where they don't have the exact RAM that we had, but they had a good substitute. We didn't really decide on the case because I figured let's go see the cases that are there. And they got 30, 40 cases on display to look at. And we pick a nice case that we settle on. We didn't spec the water cooler because we wanted a recommendation on that. Talk about it. They picked this big, expensive water cooler. My client has no problem. Remember, it's really price no object here. So when it comes to the graphics card, and at the very, very end, Jason says, well, this graphics card is due in on Wednesday. It's not here. You can put a deposit. We're like, okay, you know, this is Monday. He takes my card and says, because I'm the one in charge of the build, really. He will call me when the card came in and everything's fine. We get up to the front and we want a warranty on all of this because we want to be able to have a place to come back to say, look, this doesn't work or this is not working right. They have their fees for installing and a fee for installing the water cooler. It is a complete mess at checkout. A, they don't know how to handle a deposit for the card. As a matter of fact, we have a separate transaction that we end up spending full price for the card, and they call that a deposit. If you spend 100% on an item, that's not a deposit. Then the warranty, it just falls apart, because if they put the warranty begins that day, even if we're not going to see the system for a couple weeks. Well, why would we lose a couple weeks warranty? An argument happens and they don't even understand what they can warranty, what they can't. And up at the register, it's a mess. I got to get Jason. I said, look, you got to help us sort this out. My client is very aggravated here. The checkout process was not good. It was very, very ugly. And we're probably an hour and a half at the checkout, which is just totally ridiculous. My client's upset. We finally leave with the keyboard, the mouse, a cable, and that's it. Because that's all we really need to leave. Everything else is staying there for the build. We have this beautiful $1,300 monitor that is an Asus high-end gaming curved monitor that is unbelievable. Wednesday, I get a call from my client that Jason called him and said the graphics card's in, but my client needs to go down to the store to sign or do something. And I was like, why? We paid for the card 100%. Well, it appears that didn't go through. They didn't run the credit card for the graphics card like they said they were. And here's what happened. They performed a bait and switch. We get there, and it's not the graphics card that we wanted. Gigabit TI Founders Edition, that real high-end graphics card with 11 gigs of memory on the card. They were substituting that with an MSI. And then they had this other Asus card, which was not the equivalent card. And they were trying to get my client to agree to this. And he called me. And I was like, okay, well, where's Jason? Well, Jason wasn't even there. So they called and lied to my client. And then it just went downhill from there. He said, look, this isn't right. This is not the graphics card. When's the other graphics card coming in? I don't know. Oh, and by the way, we thought they had the right motherboard. They had a different motherboard. And they started telling him about that. No. I get on the phone and my client's upset. And he wants me to talk to the guy. And I'm like, I talked to him. He was giving me a runaround and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, can you just put my client back on? I said, leave. I want you to get a full refund on all of your components. And I want you to walk out. And we will get another way to get this system configured and built. Now, a lot of you listening are like, Mike, Carrie Holzman built not only your computer, but your son's computer. Why didn't you go to Carrie? I asked myself that today. I really wanted my client to be able to go somewhere as close that if there was a problem, you know, you can choke someone's neck, you can get them, you could say, hey, make this right, fix it, you know, close by. What a total mistake. I call Carrie. Carrie's like, Mike, no problem. We work out all the specs for all of the components. And what we're going to do tomorrow, we got our final list where he made the right recommendation on the graphics card because you want good support. And EVGA, the same card, is better company than Gigabit. These are things I don't know that Carrie was able to weigh in. He weighed in on the perfect water cooler that wouldn't require maintenance and wouldn't require all of the stuff on the card that was recommended by Micro Center. We got the motherboard we want. We got the case we wanted. We got all the components we wanted matched the way it should be, and a nice pick list for Newegg. And there's a few things I'm going to get from Amazon, and we're going to drop ship everything to Carrie's house. Carrie's going to build it, ship it, send it to my client. And then Ken and I will, it's not gigabit, it's gigabyte. Sorry. Carrie corrected me. This is the way to do it. I am so glad Carrie kind of rode to the rescue for me here. And I should have done that to begin with. Be damned whatever it's going to take to ship. it's just not worth the aggravation. What we're going to save in aggravation outweighs the small price of the shipping. And we know it's going to ship good. I've already had two computers come to this house. We have a plan. This is the right way to do it, to have Carrie custom build it for my client. I know my client's going to be happy because his son's going to be happy. This is a kick butt system, a nice Samsung terabyte M2 SSD, 32 gigs of RAM. I thank you, Carrie. He's in the chat tonight. I sent them a link to Carrie's YouTube videos at youtube.com/Carrie Holzman. Carrie's going to appreciate. I sent an email to my client and his son in the title, Meet Your System Builder. And I put in there his YouTube links so they can see Carrie and what he does, his attention to detail, how he builds the systems. I've already gotten feedback from my client that they are very happy now. So we've made what started out this week into a mess. We've made it right, and my client's happy now already. We didn't even order the stuff, and he don't even have the system. And it's like a level of stress has been lifted. I did my job as their consultant, bringing the right builder to the table. I just had to share that story. Thank you, Carrie. Move on to the next topic, which is the Windows 10 Creators Update. Saturday, I downloaded the Windows 10 Update Assistant. You can download and run the Creators Update. But what I found out tonight in the pre-show, I didn't even realize it's not available for Windows 10 Enterprise yet. That's scheduled for after May 1st. I didn't know that. If you have Windows 10 Home or Windows 10 Pro, you can run the Creators Update. I have a lot of systems that I use. I have 6 Windows 10 computers that are just for my use only, between laptops and the Surface Pros. I performed it on my test system first. It went well, and I ran that test system for a day. Things look stable. Things look good. I did my main system. I did my laptops. Everything looks good. Well, there is a couple problems that you need to be aware of. The first one is a problem after you apply the update if you have Malwarebytes Premium. Malwarebytes Premium becomes the predominant antivirus program, which if you have Windows Defender running also, it becomes disabled. Malwarebytes posted a fix. I will have the link, and they will be posting the build to the main site, but I have a box link from Malwarebytes that I will have in the show notes that if it's not ready on the main site, you'll be able to go with this. I shared all this info with Malwarebytes. I thank Mike and Alex for getting back to me incredibly fast. And he says, we've been tracking the Creators Update for many months now, and Malwarebytes 3.0 has been working seamlessly with it. As you pointed out, as we've also discovered, there was a recent change that caused a Windows Action Center issue and a conflict to arise. Good news, we've solved it. We're currently pushing out an update component package, 1.0.103. to our Malwarebytes 3.0.6 product. Once you have this component package, you won't see this issue as we're automatically restoring Windows Defender as the primary AV, and the setting in Malwarebytes will be let Malwarebytes apply the best Windows action settings based on your system, which is recommended. You can get this two different ways. And he has the manual update to the latest using this build, and I have that link, and then wait for the update to arrive, and they're going to start pushing it on April 11th. Also, if you're running any version of 3.05 or older, we recommend manually updating to the latest 3.06 with component package 1.0.103 via the link above. I want to thank Michael for getting back to me so fast with these links and this info, and he specifically got this to me so I can address this on tonight's Mike Tech Show. That's very important, and it's why we support vendors like that, that when there's an issue, they get to it and address it immediately. That's why I use Instant House Call, because Corey's always on top of it if there's any issue or there's any problem. It's why we like Malwarebytes. Sure, we're going to... It's easy when things are going great. It's how you handle it when things go bad. That's how you're going to be judged as a consultant or tech repair. What do you do to make it right? What do you do? Do you go over and above to fix things, to make it right, to make your client happy? What is like Amazon do? Great example. My son Ryan ordered something that UPS lost. Do you know what they did for him? And this is just a $40 item from Amazon. They are overnighting him the replacement product, which he'll get tomorrow. They said, if they ever find the other one and you get it, keep it. We're going to credit you an extra $10 for your next order. We're going to credit you the money for the expedited shipping so you don't have to pay it, and you're going to have it in your hands. And oh, by the way, your Amazon Prime, we're going to give you an extra free month. This was just a $40 item. And that's how Amazon goes above and beyond to make it right. That's why we want to deal with these vendors. And when my client confronted the manager at Micro Center, it was horrible. He wouldn't do anything.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. Shame.
That was for Micro Center. Thank you, Malwarebytes, for taking care of this and getting back to me right away. On preparing for Windows 10 Creators Update, I found a good link that you're going to want to check out. If you're afraid of applying it, these are steps recommended in preparation of applying the Creators Update, which you should take a look at. I will have that in the show notes. Now, this leads to really the first and only email for tonight. I have a stack that I'm going to cover. I'll do that next week. This is from Daniel, who's a real McCoy in the chat. Microsoft made the Creators Update of Windows 10 available on MSDN, as well as available early if you use the media creation tool to create a bootable USB stick or ISO. I've updated 4 systems and 1 virtual and encountered these issues. With my main system, I ran into the following. Mackie Mixer drivers didn't load right. Solved by reinstalling the Mackie drivers. Now, after I read this, I was concerned, but my Mac, I didn't have the issue with my Mackie Mixer. So I was really glad. But with this email, I was ready to reapply the drivers. He continues, my USB 3.0 card wasn't working right. Solved by deleting and uninstalling the manufacturer's drivers and reverting to what came with Windows 10. My Logitech Brio webcam worked as a microphone, but not as a camera. He has a Windows update where Brio no video image on Windows 10. Shadow Protect squawked about the license being invalid. Forgot the cardinal rule to unregister and then re-register after installing Windows updates. Actually, I forgot to unregister Shadow Protect 3 out of 4 times. Bad, Dan, bad. Figured I'd warn you in case you install the update this week. Well, I ran into a couple of those, and because of his warning, you know, you deactivate Shadow Protect, run your update, and then activate it again, and you don't have that issue. So thanks for that warning. I really appreciate it. Keep in mind, be ready to react with any major update like that. You're going to have some issues, possibly. And uninstall the driver, try to reinstall it, and then see what happens. That's the best course of action, is to go apply the original Windows 10 update, see if that fixes things. I have a couple things here to really wrap up with. One, something I saw from my client, I want to post this article. He received a message, and this is a doctor's office, a good doctor. The pictures don't display in Outlook messages, and I love slipstick.com. Whenever there's an Outlook or exchange problem. That site has lots of great ideas, and that's Slipstick. So I will have a link on how to solve pictures not displaying properly in Outlook. I also have another link sent by Malwarebytes that I'm going to start to read here. Your ISP browsing history and what to do about it. In late March, Congress approved a bill lifting restrictions imposed on ISPs last year concerning what they can do with information such as customer browsing habits, app usage history, location data, and social security numbers. I recommend that you read this article posted by Malwarebytes in their security blog. Give that a look. That's not good. Our personal information is now, they're able to sell it, do whatever they want. We can't allow that to continue. We have to work together on things like this. When we go to the polling booths, I never get political here, and I'm not going to start, but when it comes to technology, it comes to our privacy, when it comes to the internet, and Congress is going to do something that we don't like, we're the ones who elect them. We need to make sure our voices are heard. If we don't agree with something, that's our job. I leave you with that, and I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. If you buy anything from Amazon or know anybody that uses Amazon, please use my link, amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show. I really appreciate that. Thank you. I will see you back here next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.